The Republic Broadcasting Network.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday, the 11th day of December, year of our Lord, 2017. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We have breaking news. About an hour and a half ago, the Religion of Peace left their calling card in downtown Manhattan in a subway. Pipe bomb explosion. 2 people hurt, one being the member of the Religion of Peace. The other person is an innocent bystander. The condition of the 2 people is not known. The member of the Religion of Peace is now in custody. And so the speculation is that the bomb went off prematurely. And there's some video available on Drudge Report you can look at if you choose to. Prepper tip of the day. It's a recommendation. 2 books. Books I've read myself that I highly recommend. The first is titled Boston's Gun Bible. Boston's Gun Bible. Your author is Boston T, initial T Party. That's a pseudonym, obviously. His real name is Kenneth Royce, but you won't find it under Kenneth Royce, although Mr. Royce does have his own Amazon page. And the book has gone through different editions. You may have some difficulty collecting all of them. I think there's 3 editions, but it's certainly worthwhile. The other book is titled The Ultimate Sniper, Updated and Expanded Version by Major John Plaster, Plaster. Excellent book, very well done. If you're interested in that area of expertise, I think it's probably the single best volume that you can get your hands on. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Jimmy Gensling. Jimmy is the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters, that website being deserteagleshooters.com. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, sir. Hopefully the audio is working okay this time.
Sounds pretty good. Yeah.
Good.
Well, every Monday we anxiously await the firearms tip of the week. What would that be this week, sir?
The firearm tip of the week that we have this week comes from a friend of ours at the gun show this weekend. I actually heard him talking with another young lady and they were discussing a couple of different things on the table, and then got into discussing self-defense and things like that. And Clark looked at her, and he goes, "Well, you know, I like what you've been doing on your training and everything. How is it? How do you do when you shoot from under your car?" And the young lady looked at him and goes, "What?" And he goes, "Shooting under your car." And the tip of the week is that in your training practice, not necessarily drive your car out onto the shooting range and everybody else think it's a free-for-all and a new target, but this was Clark's suggestion, and I find it marvelous. Find a couple of regular-size center-tile bricks and let them know what you're going to do at your shooting range so they don't get any weird ideas of scattering concrete anywhere. But put them on upright, the tall side, at the edge of your shooting lane, and put either a board, it can be a pipe, it can be anything that you, it can be a broom handle. And what this is doing is giving you a height of about 8 to 12 inches, depending on whose blocks that you get. And your target is the other end, and practice shooting lane on your side, left side, right side, any side, underneath the item that's laying across the bricks at your target. Once you get good at that, Clark says, then lay them down the way they would normally be stacked in a wall and practice shooting under that. And marvelous, marvelous training. We had done things similar like that in my training in the military. We used barricades. And the barricade would have a slot at the bottom, some of them 4 inches off the ground, some of them 8 inches off the ground. Some really sick individuals would occasionally make them from the ground 6 inches up.
Uh-huh.
So you're actually, your rifle is actually laying on the ground sideways and practicing that way. Reason for this, ladies and gentlemen, is if you are in a parking garage, a parking lot, say you're at a car dealership, and helping a family member or friend pick out a car, and someone decides that this is a good time to rob the place or cause mayhem. John and I have often talked about seeking cover. Concealment is the trunk of the car. Bullets go through that very easily. Cover is the engine end of the car, which helps stop bullets from coming through it. But you don't want to raise up and not necessarily peek around the car. Learn how to shoot from underneath it. And I thought that was a marvelous thing that Clark had brought up talking to the young lady, and I thought it would be a great thing to pass on this morning.
It is. It is. And that's a great firearms tip of the week. We do thank you for that, Jimmy. All right. I guess you heard the breaking news at the top of the hour, the Religion of Peace.
Yes.
Is making sure that the world knows for a fact that they are the Religion of Peace. You know, ISIS in particular, one branch of the Religion of Peace. And we need to keep in mind, Jimmy, that the president of Turkey, Erdogan, he says there's no such thing as moderate Islam or radical Islam. There's just Islam.
There is Islam.
Now,
yes.
I would think that if you're the president of a major Muslim country, that you might know a thing or two about Islam, wouldn't you?
I would suspect, considering
you would suspect
a couple
so.
Of million.
Yeah,
of
so
them.
I will take that to the bank and take President Erdogan at his word as being a trusted, respected authority on Islam, since he is in fact the president of a major Muslim country, where most men, by the way, have never. And never have and never will read a book, by the way, because they can't, which is a different story. But here we are Monday morning, the 11th day of December, 2017. I was looking at images of New Yorkers taken an hour and a half ago of them escaping the subway there in New York and riding down the escalator and so forth. My heart goes out to these people. They, by circumstance, they're occupying one of the most very densely populated area, tempting target for the religion of peace, which grows even more tempting in about 3 weeks from now when they have that annual celebration there in Times Square where you've got about a million people packed shoulder to shoulder in a very tightly small area, relatively small area. I think that people living in that area might want to reconsider their life choices. What do you think, Jimmy?
Oh, yeah. Like I said, well, you said literally, we woke up just a bit ago. And, you know, if you look, ladies and gentlemen, at the news that has been coming out now since last week, when Trump did what was only natural, ladies and gentlemen, I don't care if you like him or not, if countries around the world refused to accept that Washington, D.C. was the capital of the United States, you would be beside yourself. If countries refused to accept that London was the capital of Britain, you would be beside yourself. Since Israel has been in place, Jerusalem has been the capital. And the only reason that U.S. presidents have not recognized it is they're afraid to offend someone. Tough cookies. These people get up in the morning offended. That is my opinion, John.
Right. Well, for decades, the Palestinian people, and Palestine is not now, never has been a country, by the way. It's simply a province of Jordan is all Palestine's ever been. It would be like trying to call Illinois a country. You know, Illinois is just one part of the United States. Palestine was just part of Jordan is all it's ever been. There's no more Palestinian people than there are Illinois people. They just occupy a section of Jordan where it used to be Jordan. But regardless, if the Muslims didn't want to have their territory occupied, they shouldn't have started a war half a century ago that they lost. It's their fault. They're the ones that started the war. And in June of 1967, they started the war. They lost the war. They lost real estate. Get over it.
Exactly. You don't have do-overs in war. And I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. We talk about firearms. We talk about self-defense. We talk about personal protection. And I'm trying to figure out how to put this thought into words. Personal protection of any form starts with your thought process. The hardest part that 99% of concealed carry and open carry and the gun culture has never dealt with. And I'm not saying this, ladies and gentlemen, as any kind of a dig or anything. Please do not accept it that way. But John has been there. I have been there. Numerous of our friends have been there. The taking of a life. And we practice. We shoot at silhouettes every time we go to the range. We perfect our skills. And until it comes down to a person setting up a bomb in your neighborhood, until it comes with a guy or several people that has now been pretty much proven in Las Vegas shooting up people, all the training goes out the door. These people in New York have been quiet, everything. It's been a long time since 9/11. There are several people working there that were not alive or were just babies when this happened. And their whole world, on Fox News just a moment ago, they were talking to some lady, and I would say she was probably mid-20s. And what took me back so quickly, which was, I don't understand this. And of everything else that she said, and the questions they ask her, because she evidently was not that far from where this happened. What sticks in my head is, I don't understand this. John said it best a while ago, the religion of peace. Go back to the movie Independence Day, when they've got the alien locked up in Area 51. And the president's trying to reason with it. And he goes, peace, there is no peace. And he asks the alien, he says, what do you want us to do? And the alien's very point blank, die.
Right.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is the mentality of these people.
Right, right.
And the threat, the reason I brought up Jerusalem, the moment that Trump signed that, every Arab country, Islamic country, started saying that the United States had just created the greatest sin. That the United States is now a target. We are going to destroy it now. This may be some whack job that did it on his own. Amazingly enough, within minutes of it, ISIS has already taken responsibility of it.
Well, New York police, New York police said that from the get-go. Jimmy, we got a caller and a holder. We got Rick in Missouri. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Jimmy. Good morning, John. Well, yeah, with respect to Jerusalem, a couple things. First of all, I was promised 3 days of rage, and I expect quality. I am waiting. I'm waiting. But, you know how these people, they make a habit out of lying, so we'll just have to see what happens. The video of the Jewish school teacher with her kids on a field trip and the carbine slung over her back, listen, I'm all for it. Who was it? I keep saying it was Wyatt Earp that said an armed society is a polite society, but I'm told that was not.
Yeah,
I don't know who said it, but maybe it was Samuel Clemens, anyway, whoever said it was thinking, and I'm all for it. Some people know when I get home in the afternoon, there's a gigantic dog who isn't mine waiting, and I have to take him home. When I do, I have a 1911 in my belt. When I go out to get the eggs at night and close the chickens up, I've got a 1911. And my wife says, you're acting like your father. And I said, yeah, except, when my father was alive, we didn't have this problem with meth and crack and Muslims. I mean, now there's probably a reason to be armed. I mean, back when he was doing it, he was just playing maybe cowboy. Anymore now, the way things are going, I think I had it right. With the AR pistol. I mean, I'm all for the short guns. I really am. But, like James Rawls said, the point of a short gun is to fight your way back to your long gun, and I do believe that.
That is good mentality.
Yeah, if you guys want to see something funny, and I would inspire you to do this, on the streets of Jerusalem are two, I guess these are Hasidic Jews. They got the long, curly sideburns that hang way down. They're busking. They're street musicians doing Pink Floyd covers, and it is the funniest thing you've got. They're good. I mean, don't get me wrong. They've got a couple of them out there I watched. One is Wish You Were Here, but the one that's really funny is the uncut version of Shine On, You Crazy Diamond by Pink Floyd. YouTube that and look that up. I mean, you're not going to believe it. That is, but it's, it's on the streets in Jerusalem. But so these people are used to living with this sort of Damocles over their head. And yet there are people in the streets clapping and singing along. And it really is kind of inspiring from that point of view, too. Not to mention the fact I do like the way they play, but to do it in a war zone is pretty cool. Anyway, that was all I wanted to say.
Okay, Rick, we appreciate the call.
You got to send me that link, Rick.
Two Jewish guys singing Pink Floyd.
Okay. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned, guys.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake?
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at the. All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 11th day of December. Well, if you liked Pink Floyd, conservative Jewish men singing Pink Floyd, here's something you'll really like. Put this in YouTube. IDF, it's IDF, India Delta Foxtrot, IDF soldiers dancing to Kesha, K-E-S-H-A. And there's some others there, but this is very well done. I don't want to take away from the story. It only takes a couple, maybe 2 minutes to watch this thing. But it starts out with six Israeli infantrymen in full battle gear walking in patrol down a street in Israel and goes from there. And I think you'll get a kick out of it. We're visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That's DesertEagleShooters.com. And we're talking about all kinds of things here. Jimmy, that exercise, that shooting exercise, I think is excellent. One of the police officers I work with, he got me a template to use on a 4x8 foot sheet of plywood to cut out all kinds of different openings and left, right, or you'd be anywhere from standing up full up to knee level to prone position. All these different training scenarios have a lot of value, don't they?
Oh, yes, sir. And the point that I guess we're trying to bring forward, ladies and gentlemen, is if you ever find yourself in the situation where you're defending your family or yourself, good friends, neighbors, whatever, it is never going to be like what you practice at the range. It's not going to be nice. There's not going to be a range officer making sure that the range is clear before people are going down range to change targets. It's not going to be cut and dry. You will never, and that's the reason for the training, you will never be given the opportunity to take your full stance, as instructors will put it, before you start firing. It won't happen. Things in a gunfight happen very, very fast. And I like to put what I do out here at the range and everything is I'll give people basic training and everything, and then we'll go into what I'd prefer to call unorthodox stances. And an unorthodox stance, ladies and gentlemen, is so simple to practice, because an unorthodox stance is anything other than your standing, kneeling, or prone shooting position. Halfway between each, shooting around things, under things, over things, just basically anything your mind can conceive, John. In your training and everything with concealed carry, I know you've got a set program that you have to cover. After what you have to cover is done, I'm sure you cover some of these situations like that.
Well, I do that in private training, but the concealed carry training, there's little interest in that and little time. We've got one day to get everybody through a structured program that's it's basically set by Missouri statutes and of course, the NRA. So I teach the NRA protocols, and I take care of the Missouri statutes. And by the time that's done, everybody's tired and ready to go home, Jimmy.
Yep, and ladies and gentlemen, if you do go through a training program like that, ask your instructor, once it's done, do they offer training in unorthodox shooting positions? Ask them if they don't do it themselves. Ask if they know someone that does. If all else fails and you go to the range yourself, go over to the dumpster, pull out a couple of boxes. People always use boxes for target backers. Find a section of your range where nobody's using it and set the boxes up to shoot around them, to shoot over them. Your barricade, John, that you were talking about with the cutouts and everything, I have a trick that I ask people to do. If they make one of those and they practice with it, I've seen a couple of really neat ones that people have built that actually fold up. They put hinges on them and cut them so that they'll fold up and they'll fit in the trunk of their car. And they carry it to the range with
it. That makes a lot of sense to do that. It absolutely does.
And but I'll give you something on that one to do as well. Have a couple of extra blocks. It can be cinder tiles. It could be anything. Ammo cans work great.
Hold that thought, Jim. We got a break. Okay. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our energy cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an energy cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the energy cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get energy cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the energy cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 11th of December. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. You've got people waiting for orders. I'm shipping out about 13 orders a day of energy cleaners and mattress pads. I just found out a couple of hours ago that part of the delay was due to UPS having a mix-up, which is being corrected today as we speak. So I think there's a high likelihood that all the pending orders for energy cleaners and mattress pads will be shipped before the end of this week. I know it's been a long wait for some of you folks out there. I apologize. What I thought was a seasonal delay turned out to be amplified by UPS having an issue, shall we say. I don't know what the details are yet. Anyway, regardless, energy cleaners help you have a better life. If you had arthritis pain, it will help. Joint pain, it will help. Not getting a great night's sleep, yes, it will help there also. Back pain, it will help with that. I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. We're going to be expanding that to 90 days here pretty soon. You're risking nothing when you get your energy cleaner. If you wait, well, what are you waiting for? If you got these issues, you're taking pain medication, you're taking sleep medication, what are you waiting for? Get yourself an energy cleaner. Only $285 shipping included. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads. It's a great combination. Most people are getting them both from the get-go these days. Yes, I take PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online, MasterCard, Visa. And yes, checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. I have a toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jimmy Gensling, we're talking about firearms, anything and everything related to firearms, rifles, shotguns, pistols, firearms laws, pending legislation, and so forth. Jimmy, apparently the nationwide reciprocity has been tampered with, and they've added this this very harmful expanded NICS check onto it, haven't they?
Yes, sir. And however, ladies and gentlemen, I had a very nice long discussion yesterday at the gun show with a couple of people that are actually, they are working hand in hand with a couple of our congressmen. And the initial upset that I had that I sent the message out on and we talked about last week and everything may actually be a blessing in disguise, John. The bill that was passed coming out of the House, they had attached the what is known as the Feinstein Amendments. The number one paragraph, I should say, in that entire Feinstein Amendments that upset me the most, and it's the one that I vocalized the greatest, is that the Feinstein Amendments state that anyone that is under the influence of pain medication can have their gun rights either overridden or actually be prevented when they go to run the NICS check that their doctor is supposed to violate patient privilege and provide this information to the government so that they can be turned down for a gun purchase. The individual that I was talking to yesterday informed me that Dianne Feinstein may actually lose her seat because of this addition that she put in there, because the way her amendment is worded, anyone that takes Tylenol, ibuprofen, aspirin, anything, BC powders for pain would be covered under that. And let's say that there's a shooting, self-defense shooting, and the police are going through your pockets and everything, and you've got a bottle of Advil in there, and they ask you, well, you know, were you taking this? With her amendment, it could actually lead to you being prosecuted for premeditated murder. Well, the way this gentleman was explaining it to me, that is the first item coming back into Senate, because now they have to repass this and actually go to committee to work out the differences between the two. That is not only gone, but everybody is referring to it as the Feinstein Pill Act. And Dianne Feinstein is trying to do everything in the world she can to distance herself from this when it's her own handwriting.
Really?
Yes. And the way this guy was explaining it to me, California is, they've been fed up with her for a long time. They're actually looking at individuals to primary her or force her into retirement. Ladies and gentlemen, people will think with anything as far as laws go to get their way, and the one thing that they never consider is the unintended consequences. And from the discussions that I had this week and some of the emails that I've had back and forth with people that are actually on the front lines with this, this may actually be a blessing in disguise, because with them attaching that, it now puts all of those amendments up for consideration between both the House and the Senate. And there are rumors that Ryan allowed it to happen just so they could get rid of him. I still don't trust Ryan as far as I can throw him, John.
I wouldn't either. I wouldn't either.
I think Ryan's number one concern is Ryan. And for a man that adamantly refused, said he would never be Speaker of the House, they couldn't force him to doing that and everything, sure jumped at the opportunity and accepted it real quick, didn't he? So, ladies and gentlemen, do not relax. Stay on the phone to your congressmen and senators. Tell them that you want the national reciprocity to pass. You want it to go through. That any amendments that were attached after the Senate bill must be very, very thoroughly vetted. And the biggest question that this, and I've never thought about doing this, John, man that I was talking to said that if you want your congressman and senator to actually take what you're saying seriously, have them explain to you why that amendment was put on there and what good it does. Have them explain it to you. Because most of these people have not even read it. They just see that these were added and they go on with life.
Right.
We start forcing these individuals to go on record explaining and defending these additions that were put on, they're going to disappear. So, the number, ladies and gentlemen, 202-224-3121, that goes to the Capitol switchboard. Senators, congressmen, the House leaders, there's a lot of different numbers and people you can get in contact through that phone number. All you have to do is give the operator a name of who you want to talk to.
Right.
And they will put you over to that office. Another addition, ladies and gentlemen, if you are, say that the thorn in your side on bill is a congressman or a senator from another state, and you call their office, if they say, well, excuse me, you're not a constituent, your comeback to them immediately is, excuse me, the bill you're passing directly affects me, so I am a constituent. Now, if they're trying to ramrod a bill for, you know, Uncle Bobby's giant ice cream parlor in downtown of their district, that affects them, even though it is going to use tax dollars. But when it is a bill that protects your family, your life, your livelihood, then they are no longer beholden to just their constituents. They are now beholden to everyone, and don't let them forget it. So it gets interesting, John.
It does.
It gets interesting real fast. Teresa, yesterday coming back from the gun show, we were something on the top of the hour news caught her attention. And believe me, you don't want to make me laugh, especially when it's dark and we're driving through the mountains on twisty, twindy roads. And about every 2 or 3 miles, you either see deer or elk standing by the side waiting for the crosswalk sign. And Teresa, just something about whatever this was, and it was about a congressman, a senator, or some pundit. She looked at me just as deadpan as could be, and she goes, oh, these people. They never learn the old adage. And I'm kind of like, what's that, hon? And she goes, oh my, the web we weave when first we, I can't remember the exact quote, determined to deceive. That's the wrong thing to say at night when you're driving, John, you're tired.
Yep, absolutely.
You get a little bit of a laugh going. But ladies and gentlemen, right now with everything that's going on, especially what is going on in New York, I'm looking up there right now at the news. They're doing a news conference on it. James O'Neill, commissioner, I guess, is addressing it. But it's not just going to happen in New York, ladies and gentlemen. We've seen things like this happen in Vegas. We've seen it happen in schools. One of the guys at the gun show this weekend asked a very poignant question, is when are we going to see a Mumbai, I think it was Mumbai, or was it Kenya, the massive mall shooting that went on for like 3 days.
Right.
That one there, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to see how government forces handle things, I'll try to look it up and see if I've got a note on that as to exactly where. But it wound up being a three-day standoff between terrorists and authorities, and they had shot hundreds of people in the mall. And the government came down with a great idea that the only way that we were going to get these guys out was to bring the entire mall down on top of their heads, and that's exactly what they did. And that's just the way people think sometimes, ladies and gentlemen. They forget the first two rules of war. First two rules of war in any instance is to kill people and break things. The amount of which you do either one is totally dependent on the opposition. So this brought a lot of thoughts to mind, John, this morning. If this guy is going to do a pipe bomb in New York, and now they're saying that it was a suicide vest, that the explosives were attached to his body.
Yeah, so, it must have been a partial detonation, or he wouldn't be around to talk about it, would he?
Right, and I'm really not even sure that he's still alive. So far I've heard that he's dead. So far I've heard that they rushed him to a hospital. Now, ladies and gentlemen, don't think that that's the news playing tricks. Everybody running around there is trying to put pieces together, and if they see an ambulance leaving with somebody in it, and a reporter asks someone standing there what's going on, and the person says, well, they just took him to the hospital. Well, him could be anybody. It could be the attempted bomber. It could be one of the victims. It could be a friend of theirs. So this has only happened an hour ago. Take a breath. Get a large cup of coffee. Go about your normal morning and everything, but check back for developments on it and see what they have found out. We started off talking about this, John. I mentioned that when Trump signed the documents and everything, moving the embassy to Jerusalem and declaring Jerusalem the capital of Israel, and all of these members of the Religion of Peace started throwing threats. The second threat that was thrown out, ladies and gentlemen, first threat was Israel can't have an embassy Jerusalem can't have an embassy if Jerusalem isn't there. That, I think, is a very poor mindset for anyone. But they also immediately started throwing threats at the U.S. And
absolutely.
ISIS made a couple of posts that, hello, America, we'll see you at Times Square, and all kinds of stuff. Yes, it can be just talk, but John, in this situation, I take everything with a grain of salt.
We got a caller on hold here. We got Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, Glenn. How are you this morning,
sir? Good morning, Jimmy. Good morning, John. Good morning, Jimmy. All right. Two issues on my mind here. First, about the nationwide concealed carry reciprocity. A little leery about this coming from anything having to do with the federal government, because as a state's rights kind of guy, I much prefer these things to be handled at the state level. If there's federal legislation allowing for it, bear in mind the Fed gives and the Fed taketh away. So it could be sort of a camel's nose under the tent moment where you see more federal control of firearms policy. What do you think?
Excellent point, Glenn. But the bills that were all floating around prior to H.R. 38, I would have agreed with that wholeheartedly. The author of H.R. 38 spent, and this is what I got from a JPFO article the other day, he actually started composing this bill a couple of years ago. Never scrapped the entire thing, only made corrections to it under recommendation to get the wording perfectly. And you and John and I and a great number of our listeners know, it's not what you say in conversation or in writing, it's how you say it. It's punctuation. It's emphasis on particular things. This bill is only like a page and a half long, I think. So all the extraneous stuff has been removed. The H.R. 38 bill is almost word for word the same bill that was passed back, I think they said, in the 20s or 30s that gave reciprocity with driver's licenses.
And how about that? How about that?
Yeah, we have a break here, gentlemen. What we want.
We have a break. Everybody, hold on. We'll be right back.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back, J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 11th of December. Glenn, you still with us?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Go on.
Jimmy, now you've drawn an interesting analogy there to the federal reciprocity on driver's licenses, but let's run with that for a second and look at the camel's nose under the tent. When we see the Fed involving itself with national highway and vehicular policies, we had the implementation of the nationwide 55-mile-per-hour speed limit. And when the states did not want to implement this, the Fed held them hostage, saying that they wouldn't get their federal highway funds for road improvements.
Right.
So here, so now we see, you know, that it's very easy. Take a mile, and you get into an overreach situation where, hey, we gave this, and now we can take away that. And, you know, now we don't have those 55-mile limits here in the Pennsylvania Turnpike. We can go 70 now and that sort of thing. And, you know, but they definitely were holding the states hostage for federal highway funds, which really shouldn't be federal anyway. The road management ought to be at the state, county, and local level.
Right. Well, the highway funds come into the point of, and this, I'm not real well educated on this, except that a few people that I know that work with highway is limited to, like, interstate. And by being able to fund interstates, they are allowed to gain some taxes off of fuel and other areas. But with the national reciprocity, and going to the driver's license part of it, the way this bill is set up, it simply is recognizing the driver's license in every state. And they can't regulate what kind of car you drive. They can't regulate other aspects of owning the car or operating the car. They can only regulate the areas that it's used. I.e. your highway funds and such as that. From what I understand, with the way H.R. 38 was written, it ties the government's hands. It basically, and one part of the blessing in disguise of the amendment that Feinstein did not take into account is that if it passes with these minor changes that are in there now, it would actually be, and I heard this on a program over the weekend, a guy was talking about, he's actually an attorney on gun rights, stated that another way to refer to that would be the Holding Government Accountable Act added to it, because if California says, I'm not going to abide by your rules and everything else, we're going to go do our own thing and this and that and everything else, because of the Feinstein amendments and everything else, well, then the feds can just say, okay, oops, you just lost your highway funds. Oops, you just lost your school funds. Oops, you just lost your medical funds, because this is a federal act. This is a federal law. Going to the background check and aspects of that. So
we have a top of the hour break. Top of the hour break. Hold on, guys. We'll be right back.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.